So today is a regular Thursday. We'll have Sukkah and Chumash. Okay. This Sunday. So far there hasn't been a regular Sunday since. So why should this Sunday be any different? I have a Simcha. So Baruch Hashem. So I think Shia will do Shia 11 to 12. 11 to 12 for this Sunday. And then Hashem will have Shir next week, Monday and Tuesday. And Wednesday is already Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's no Shir. Thursday, Friday is Rosh Hashanah. And then Shabbos, then the following Sunday we'll have Shir, Tzom Gedalia. And then Bez Hashem, that week should be more or less a full week. Because we have Yom Kippur is not till Shabbos, so every Yom Kippur is Friday, right? So then we can have Shir Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Bez Hashem. That's a full week, Bez Hashem. Okay, so yeah, it'll be a regular. I mean, because I'm trying to get as many in Yanei Sukkah Shirim in before Sukkot as we could do. I mean, we're not going to get everything in, so we'll have to do some Sukkot after Sukkot in preparation for next Sukkot. That will be early for next Sukkot. But as much as we can do now, I'd like to do so. Okay. Yesterday, we learned a piece in the Marach or Zeruah. And we said the Marach or Zeruah asked the Kasha, what's this idea that... you know, the same idea that the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that you could put a sheet over your sukkah even to protect from the rain. Provided that what? That your sukkah is silso meruba mechamasa on its own right. So then you could drape over a sheet. So it's not a problem. Even though in the end of the day it's not going to rain in. So, Marach or Zeruah asked the Kasha, so why don't we say you should always do that? And this way, Simon, it won't be a Simon Klala. So Marach or Zeruah said, because they didn't require us to do such a thing. In other words, the Torah gave us a Chiyuv of Sukkah. They said it could rain in, even though you could theoretically make a Sukkah that won't rain in. If you put it Lenoy, or even not Lenoy, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Now, there's a similar notion that is mentioned in the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua asked the Kasha, because you remember Tosus on Beis Amar Aleph asked the Kasha that if the Defanos could be strong, they just have to be roi la'aroi, so then the schach also. So the Tosus is machalik. Because he says that if it really be the case that that you can make schach shokeva, real thick schach, so then it would never be a siman klola. So therefore, Tosus answers, so it must be that by schach it's not enough to be roy, you need schach aroy mamash. So the Pnei Yeshua says on page 4, he says, v'lovanti kush yosem b'zeh, nehi de kosher yovid lekeva, yikol mokom kivin, ikr mitzvasa b'diras aroy, v'ru v'd alma abdi lo aroy, v'in per parmud avar zara, the sukkah kari mitzvah kala, the leisbach is sarn kiss. Sukkah is a mitzvah kala that you don't have to spend too much money. I mean, at least in those days, you didn't have to spend too much money. Because what was a sukkah? You just found some twigs in the street, you know. Today, maybe there is chisaron kiss in a sukkah. But the Gemara says that sukkah is mitzvah kala. It's an easy mitzvah. It doesn't cost anything. The leisbach is sarn kiss. Because you just take a couple of pieces of wood. They didn't know from the prefab sukkahs of today that cost a lot of money. a mitzvah that is inexpensive. Everyone would make their own sukkah because they lived in the forest, you know, they had wood, branches, so you make your sukkah, big deal. So since that's the sukkah the Torah is speaking about, so if Hashem makes it rain, it's a simcha klala because he's not interested in, you can now go ahead and make a super duper sukkah, which Pnei Yeshua says maybe in Ochanami, but you never, like the Baruch HaRazuru says, you never mechuyev to do that. You never mechuyev to do that. And lehalacha, we discussed, the Rabbi Natam says it has to rain in, but then we saw Rav Ash pointed out that maybe the raining in is only that it has to rain in mibchinas teschach, but not mibchinas the metzias, because you can't be peris sudden aleha. Well, he's saying that, like, he says he's not so bothered by Tosis's kasha. Tosis has a kasha that if the walls could be strong and you just need roilakach, so the schach also should be able to be very strong and just roilakach, and therefore you can make it thick. So Tosis says, no, we have to be mechalik between the schach and the walls. But Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't think so. He thinks it's all the same. The schach and the same could be thick as could be. But you're not mechuyiv to make it like that. You're not mechuyiv to make it like that. So therefore, since you're not mechuyiv to make it like that, so if the Torah and the normal way is not to make it like that, so if there's rain, it's still a simen klola. Because Hashem's saying, you know, the way people normally make sukkahs, you're not going to be able to do. So, Mikra, then you can go home. Now you want to be a little bit in out of the box, so you'll make yourself thicker schach. But the Pnei Yeshua doesn't think that Tosis Kasha is so compelling. Because he's saying the Kasha is based on the regular sukkah. The regular sukkah is a sukkah that's arise. Even if you want to say that the sukkah is the same as the Defanus, that it could be thick, just like the Defanus could be Shobarzel. But, and it all needs to be Roy Lekach, no, and so Tosis says no. You have that schach is not just royal kach, has to be in mitzias like that. But Pnei Yeshua says, no, maybe schach also doesn't have to be in the mitzias the kach. Also, then why is it a simen klala? Because it's a simen klala, because Hashem is saying the norm of making a sukkah is not with the thick schach. So therefore, it's I'm telling you that I don't want you to be in the sukkah. Because the normal sukkah is not, won't be inhabitable. Now, you could go ahead and be a super achiever and make your sukkah, you know, waterproof, which Pnei Yeshua says could be, it's okay. Again, Pnei Yeshua is not paskening here, he's just saying a horror on the Tosfos. But there are, we saw the Shitas Rashi is that it could rain, you know, it doesn't have to, it could be a thin sukkah, it doesn't have to be a thick a sukkah. And we saw that the Gemara says in Sukkah on Chesamid Beis that a Sukkah has to be the same L'shem Tzel. Right? And so the Rabbeinu Tam says it's L'tzel, but if it's to save from rain, that's not good. But it's interesting, if you look at the first page here, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. So, what's the whole source of this idea of tzel? But what does it say? Page 1. Sukkah to yell tzel yoman mechorev, ulumachse ulumistor miserem umimotar. You see, people don't read the end of the Pasuk. They hardly read the beginning of the Pasuk. But the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, we're learning the din of Tzel Sukkah. Sukkah will be for shade from the heat, but it also be for protection from Zerem Matar, from rain. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. A sukkah could be miseri mimutar. You see? So, it's funny that some Rishonim are saying that it can't be from rain. In other words, it could be the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, is not the main Shita in Rishonim. Because it's a chiddush that he said. And they point out, a pasuk in Yeshaya seems to be against Rabbeinu Tam. You ever think about that? This famous Rabbeinu Tam with the rain. So we said, even Rabbeinu Tam, you could get the rain if you make a patent to stop the rain, as long as it's not from Mibchinas Teschach, it would be okay. But it could be even Mibchinas Teschach, it's okay. That's Shitas Rashi, we said. That Rashi says that it could be a thick schach. And the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Rabbeinu Shalom. Pasuk in Yeshaya, everyone reads, because the Gemara in Sukkah only quotes the first part of the pasuk. So Kiilu, the second part doesn't. But it's straight. Ul Machse Ul Mistor Mizer Mumimotar. Ah, Reb Yoav was Zokter. Yeah, it's good. No. Yeah. Right. That's those that learn that this pasuk is not talking about the mitzvah of sukkah. But if you learn that it's talking about the mitzvah of sukkah, yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam does at least bring up that point and explain why that part of the sukkah matters.
Right, the Ainu.
That when you see that Rabbi Zeravan
Doris, yeah, right. Right, he's pointing out, right, it's true that Rabbeinu Tam brings that point, but he's saying that, as we saw, Tosas, that's the bottom Tosas, as he points out here. Rabbi Zablani points out, Avayim Shavdin is Chacha Rai. Right, in other words, Rabbeinu Tam knew the whole pasuk, right? And he's saying that Tosas quotes that we dafka don't want it to say that the pasuk is literal, the whole pasuk, because then it'll be keva. But it's a big chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam is the mechadish here. Pasuk pshat sukkah tiyel litzel, not only litzel but also l'machse mizemer mimotar. So this whole Rabbeinu Tam, is having to say a doichak in the pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk pshat, it means that you make the hut is something that you will protect you from the hot, because it'll provide shade and it'll protect you from the rain. So he's saying, well, that part we don't darshan, like Rabbi Zablani just said. And if you look in the Rush on page 6, Rush says Beferish, second line, Amr Rav Chisda, who shall so tell his lonein tachta mechorev umimotar. That tzel doesn't only mean shade, but it means what? Protection from rain as well. So in other words, so when we talk about that, the sukkah has to be the same tzel, it means that if you're just making it litznius, that you don't want people to look in, so that's not good enough. But if you're making it for all types of meteorological reasons, that you want to be cool, you want to be not rained on, that's all included in litzel. That's the Rosh's Chiddush. That's all included in the tzel. And faked. So, but Rabbi Natan, he became, Right. But that's because it's only the sodden protecting from the rain, but not the schach. The Rosh is saying, even if the schach would protect from rain, oichet kosher. Rabbeinu Tam that, you know, it depends how you learn Rabbeinu Tam, but we discussed. So now, I want to raise with you the following issue, and I want to tell you, see what you say. Based on all we've learned till now, on these sugyas, I want you to write the tshuva. Rabbi Yechezkel Roth, he wrote the tshuva, but I want you to write the tshuva. Okay? What's the tshuva? I'll just tell you, you're just allowed to read the koteret, the title of the tshuva, and then you have to write your own tshuva. Okay? Okay, this is the question. Machse shlak, also mi plastic or nylon, in posel hasukkah. What's the din on page 14? What's the din if you... You see, a lot of the shlaks are... what? No. They're not see-through. They're blue. Blue? The doctor is blue, right. Yeah, Rav Dechter says blue. He's seen blue a lot in his life. But say you use one, like you put on the stroller for the, you know, when it's raining, you want to take the kid in the stroller, so you put this plastic see-through thing, or, you know, all these plastic things. So you want to put a piece of plastic sheet over, that's going to be a schlock. Is that okay or not? One second. That's the question. And I want you have to figure it out according to every shita that we discussed. Because for shteitzach, according to Rabbeinu Tam, of course it's okay. Even if you don't see through, it's okay. The question is, what about those that argue with Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a no-brainer. I don't need Yechezkel Roth to write me a tshuva according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam says, as long as your sukkah is self-sufficient, it's yosem ruba mechamasa, then you can put anything on top of there, to, on top of it. But what about, but Rashi disagrees with that. And what about the machloikis, the Rav Yoh and Rashi? So what would you say to this? And then I'll tell you what he says. Okay? Did you want to say something? Yeah. Hear the question. But why is this better? Why is this better? This case. It's what? The sign shines right through, so it doesn't provide shade. So it's chamasim. So it's a automatic chamasim merubah mitzilasa, right? Right. So. So what should be the din? So according to Rashi, it should be fine. Well, according to Rashi, what is Rashi Shita? That if it's that by a tree, if tzilas meruba is a problem. This is Hamasa Maruba, but it's to save from the according to Rashi, it's only Lanoi is mutter, but if it's not Lanoi, it's also right. And that sugya, and according to the tree sugya, Rashi Shita is that what that what. If it's Chavasa Meruba, it's bottle. The trees, right? But this is Chavasa Meruba, so it should be bottle. But it's not Lanoi, so it's not going to work. Oh, right. That's what I want to know. What would the Rav Yoh say? Rav Yoh said anything under the tree automatically deletes.
The tree is like a solid.
What? What does Rav Yoh hold Lanoi? I don't know. I mean, the question basically also is how do you deal with the two sugyas? So So if you say, like Rabbi Masaryk said, that the case of the Lanoi Sugya is within Dalat Fakim and the tree Sugya is Lamalami Dalat Fakim, so then that's maybe one way. Oh, right. So we're saying like this. Maybe the Rabbi Yossi is no good because the tree has to provide, the sukkah has to provide tzel, but if the tree is providing the tzel, so then that undoes the sukkah. But in the case over here that it's see-through, then it wouldn't, it's not taking away from the tzel of the sukkah. So it could be that this wouldn't be a problem according to the Rav Yoh. So maybe it could be that if it's within four tefachim, that it should be bottled to the, even if you see, according to Rav Yoh, for sure, but according to Rashi says if it's lenesher it's no good, even if it's within the dal tefachim. It's not bottle. So this is Lanesha, right? This is not Lanoi. So how could it be good according to Rashi? So maybe. So maybe one could say that din is only if the thing you put there, the sadin, is silasim ruba mechamasa. But if the sadin is basically a masa maruba, so then maybe it's like a nothing. Because the gabi itself, it doesn't do anything. So you don't view it as undermining your sukkah because it's see through. So that's his approach. He's not 100% possibly like this, but he's suggesting that maybe if the whole thing doesn't do anything legabi the tzel, so then it's like a nothing. So therefore. Maybe, in other words, Rashi's case that Lanesha was no good is because it's its own skach, so to speak, and therefore, and it's not batel. But here, it's not its own skach, because to be its own skach, it has to provide shade. So this is not providing any shade. Oh, so exactly. So that's where Rav Ozna points out. Very good. Rav Ozna wants to say that he doesn't like this whole heter. Rav Ozna wants to say that the definition of tzel is like the rush, is also min hamater. So therefore, if you put this shlach on top of your sukkah, so then you're stopping. So it's accomplishing something. It has a din tzach. And therefore, if it's not batel, it's going to pass the schach underneath. And what gives it a din schach? So that's what he writes on page 20, on the top left. Al koponim gam hagonas hakshom bechlal tzel. One second. In other words, if something protects from the rain, that's also considered like shade. So therefore, it has a din tzchach. So if it has a din tzchach, and it's not lenoi, so according to Rashi, it's matl. Yeah. See, according to Rabbi Tam, it's not a problem. Kaskel Roth is assuming that it's not called schach, because schach means it has to be made, bring tzel. So this is not bringing tzel. So if it's not schach, so therefore it's not going to possible anything underneath, because it's not schach. It's nothing. The rays go right through, right? So the Shevet Halevi says, like Rav Dechter, based on the Rush, that no, maybe anything that protects from rain is also considered schach, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya. So Mamela, so this shlak is going to protect through rain, so it has a din schach. Once it has a din schach, then if it's not bottled to the schach, to the other schach, then it's like sukkah tachas ha'ilon, like two sukkahs. Because so that's the question: the shame schach is only totally on sale, or is it totally on sale plus rain and all the other elements?
The small hole.
No, small hole doesn't mean anything, because. Because every you have to don on every piece on its own right.
Every 7x7?
No, that doesn't help either. That doesn't help either. Because every part of the sukkah, every piece of schach, you have to be don. Is this schach kosher, is this schach pasul? So if there's a pasul schach on top of your kosher schach, that area is schach pasul, schach pasul, schach pasul. So you make little holes. You're basically having schach posel, schach posel, 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 and a little schach kosher, polka dots of schach kosher in the middle. That doesn't mean it. You understand? But if you say that the shlak is not a schach at all, because the sun goes right through it, so then maybe you could say his svara, and then it would be okay, according to all the shittas, because the mice you have a good sukkah, and the mice this other is not schach, so it's not going to passel. He did schach of every schach, which is not even schach. It's not even schach. It's like the air. And if you assume it doesn't have to rain in the sukkah, just the pechinas, either according to the Rishona it doesn't have to rain, or according to the Rishona that says it does have to rain. Rav Alsh pointed out that's only from the perspective of schach. So that machloikis that is the machloikis here between the Eimek HaTshuva and the Shevet Halevi of what is called schach. That according to Eimek HaTshuva, schach means sel. So if it's not providing any sel, it's not schach. So if it's not schach, it's not going to pass the schach underneath. Hashem came. What the Shevet Halevi is saying, like the Rush, like Rabbi Dechter said, that no, anything that protects from Geshamim is also considered Schach, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that Schach protects from Geshamim. And this Schach happens to be Schach Pasul, because it's not made, it's not Geduli Kark, it's Mekabel Tumah, whatever it is. And therefore, it's going to Pasul unless it's Batal. And it's not Batal according to Shitas Rashi, because it's not Lenoi. So what he's saying is, the Shevet Halevi, he doesn't think that this possibility that Rabbi Yechezkel Roth is, and that's what you said, Jesse, many moons ago about the glass. You know, they talk about fiberglass sukkah. So Jesse has this new invention, fiberglass schach. You may become the next millionaire, fiberglass schach. but Lameisa, Rabbi Yechezkel Roth himself says we don't find that this is, you know, so he's not like full gung ho, you know, But it's a fascinating machlokas. In other words, even according to the postlim till now, maybe that was only by something that has a din schach. But maybe the plastic doesn't have din schach because schach has to be tzel. That's what the Rav Kesha wrote. And Shevet HaLevi says no. Schach doesn't have to be only tzel. Schach could be even what? Mimotar. And so therefore, once it's mibotar, then has it been schach, but this schach is pasul schach. So, and therefore it's on top of your kosher schach. So you have to plug in all the rules we learned till now, and then it will work according to the Rav Yoh or according to Rashi, etc. So that's a fascinating idea. Think about it. I didn't show. Okay, we're going to take a 2-minute break. Maybe we'll look at our Sternbuch, and we'll do Parshas Shavua.